You're listening to SBS News.
Fresh data has revealed around 2.1 million Australians are no longer accessing JobKeeper funds as the government affirms its plans to end the subsidy in March. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says it's a positive sign for Australia.
It's been an absolutely critical economic lifeline for the people of Australia. At its peak, 3.6 million Australians were benefiting from JobKeeper and around a million businesses. What we've seen that again, JobKeeper participants have fallen as the economic recovery gets underway. So it's good news.
Mr. Frydenberg told the ABC that at least 90% of Australians who have lost their job in 2020 from the coronavirus pandemic are now employed again. He says the labour market has outperformed expectations.
We've seen 320,000 jobs being created in the last 3 months. What will determine the trajectory in terms of the unemployment rate is going to be how much household consumption will increase going forward. We've seen that around $200+ billion has been accumulated on household balance sheets and business balance sheets.
But concerns still loom for another 2 million Australians still out of work or working fewer hours. Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers says the government needs to consider more support options for those struggling to find work.
You don't need to be Nostradamus to predict the impact of withdrawing support from the economy too soon. You don't need to be Nostradamus to have some kind of appreciation that life will continue to be tough for some time for millions of Australians who can't find work, who can't find wages to support their loved ones.
CEO of the Australian Council of Social Service, Cassandra Goldie, also fears cutting welfare payments to pre-pandemic levels could intensify inequalities amongst working Australians.
There's no question that our economic recovery is fragile. It was extraordinary to see the way that we protected people from poverty when the government doubled JobSeeker. And we need the government now to put in place the permanent protections for people hit by unemployment to make sure that people do have enough to give them basic financial security.
Certain industries are struggling more than others, such as the arts, entertainment and tourism. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk, in a statement, has called on the federal government to extend the JobKeeper payment to help the state's tourism sector as it tries to bounce back from international and domestic travel restrictions. Economist Chris Richardson says he sees the economy struggling for some time.
It is time for the big band-aid, JobKeeper, to go. But there will be bits of the economy that are going to have to struggle for a while, you know, particularly if you're linked to international borders.
But the government has other plans in place to push the economy's momentum forward. The government has announced a week-long $5 million advertising blitz aimed at encouraging Australians to travel domestically in 2021. In 2018 to 2019, Australians took almost 5.6 million holidays overseas, spending more than $43 billion, which the government hopes to convert to domestic tourism. The federal government would like locals to holiday in the country to give virus and bushfire-ravaged communities a boost. Federal Minister for Trade, Tourism and Investment Dan Tehan says he wants Australians to get excited about holidaying in their own country.
We want those people who are getting the kids back to school, going back to the office, going back to work, to stop and think about, okay, what's my next holiday? And we know that it will be in Australia, and there are wonderful destinations right across the nation for people to go and visit. So this is all about encouraging people to take that holiday at the next opportunity that they have, because our tourism industry needs it.
And while Treasurer Frydenberg admits there is some uncertainty due to the pandemic, he insists Australia is in a strong position to rebound economically from COVID-19.
This year, it's all about maintaining the momentum of the economic recovery. Now, that involves keeping the virus, which is stubborn and deadly, under control, rolling out the vaccine. And there's a lot of uncertainty out there, both domestically and globally, and the job is far from done. But Australia starts this year from a very strong economic position, a position we wouldn't trade with any other country in the world.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Karishma Luthria, SBS News.